my favorite person, Joe Rogan. I had a podcast of last week where it was targeting him about his anti-COVID vaccine narrative that he's been pushing. Personally, you know, I listened to enough of the shows over the years that I understand he basically says, hey, man, your body, your choice. But based on these people that I have on here that come on and have been part of the process and getting the whole country and the whole world vaccinated, I don't feel comfortable with that. I don't feel comfortable with doing that to my body. I went through it. I did X, Y, and Z. But then, you know, obviously what happens in our society is that when someone gets too powerful and can't be controlled, then it becomes a witch hunt. Then they start looking for anything to discredit him or to alienate this person from the fan base that he has. And of course, nothing better than to talk about race, right? And I think that for anybody that knows Joe Rogan, I mean, he and listened to him long enough knows that he's thrown out that word around quite a bit. And I went to his concert in Vegas last year with him and Chappelle. He had a bit about it. It's hilarious. Like, you know, I kind of realized I was saying that word quite a lot. I was like, eesh, I didn't like that. And I thought it was pretty funny, but I guess the whole world doesn't see it as being funny. And it's like, you know, the way, and it's interesting because now everyone is, the talk right now is obviously of what does Spotify do with Joe Rogan? And you know, there's people out there that never listened to him. They couldn't handle 3 hours of conversation about topics that he talks about. And for whatever reason, they're coming out and hanging him without, and you know, he came out and apologized. He had a 5-minute video about it. And I think it was sincere. I just think that he's changed so much and grown so much as a person. This goes back to my thoughts on when I journal my life and I talk about certain things. And of course, you may have an extra vitriol or be insensitive, but as time goes, you have different perceptions, different points of views. And I don't think he's any different. I think I've been listening to, I haven't seen him blurt that out in years, as he said. And I was like, I agree with what he said. Now, that was something that he did maybe 10 years ago. Who knows? But the thing that's fascinating, someone brought this up, and I wanted to actually screenshot it. But it was someone, because, you know, one of the first things that happens when we hear somebody say the N-word as freely, when a white person says the N-word so freely, right? And never being checked upon it. Remember, he's been doing this for the last, or this was from stuff from a long time ago that's always been out there, and no one has had a problem until now. No one has had a problem with that until now. Why is that being pushed now? Like, that, this is stuff that's known. It's like everyone knowing about Cosby and it being on the news and it being out there for the world to research, but now it's the time that we decide to do it, because again, this is a witch hunt and it's the classic one. I had my buddy of mine tell me that. He said, hey man, these people, man, they're gonna bring him down. They're gonna find a way to bring him down because he can't be controlled. And that's the part that I think our society does not understand, that there, when a person like him is pushing a different narrative that the mainstream or traditional news media is doing, they don't understand that people that are being threatened are going to do something about it. So I think this is the case in point. You know, he had to come out and apologize. He had to come out and talk about these things. He had to, it's a very weird thing to know that this person that I listen to all the time, now it's being called out for stuff that's retroactively said many years ago. And I don't think he's a racist. If you watch the show, you know that he's not. You don't feel that way. He's really an equal opportunist. If anything, he promotes black entertainers, black comedians. He worked for Richard Pryor. You know, he wrote for him, his comedy. So, you know, there's so many different things that Joe can allude to. You know how those white people, then when they get caught with the hand in the cookie jar, they're like, oh, I have black friends. My daughter's married to a black guy. I love him like if it was mine, kind of deal. Like, that's, he didn't do any of that. He said, you know what? I get it. You go ahead and drag me through the coal, or whatever the phrase is, and I'll deal with it. I think he's going to be fine. Like, if I was one of his advisors, and I don't think he has any, I would be like, bro, look, check this out. If Spotify dumps me, okay, no problem, go for it. But I would, right now, I would start creating my own app, and I would start just aligning everything so that I'm my own entity, that I'm able to just do my thing, able to, and not worry about it. Like, just like, hey, listen, if Apple's trying to ban me, like, you can just get a jailbroken iPhone and download me through third-party apps, whatever it is. Whatever this is, man, like, we need to make this happen, right? And it's just, but it just goes to show you that in our society, in American society, it's gotten so extreme that when you are going against the narrative that people want you to push, that you're going to get called out for stuff that retroactively happened that you no longer, I guess, you don't even think that way. You're more aware of those things. Again, I went to a comedy show last year in 2021. He talked about an old video clip of him saying the N-word a bunch of times. He's like, ugh, Jesus, I was out of control with that word. But guess what, he's on tour with Dave Chappelle. I don't think Dave Chappelle thinks he's a racist. You know, it's just really weird, man. It's just one of the things that at the end of the day, it's our society. And, you know, when you see these people that are talking smack, you can tell they haven't listened to the show. They don't even care to. They don't have the intelligence or the ability to understand that type of entertainment. It's just conversations. And people are not excited about certain conversations that they don't want to follow. All right? They just want to laugh and have fun and all these different things. But his show is so instrumental in the landscape. I mean, he's spawned millions of podcasts, including this one. And he doesn't even know. He doesn't know me. I'll never probably meet him. I'll never talk to him. There'll never be any interaction with me and him ever. But he is a big influence into why I'm doing this. And I only have, like, what, 20,000 downloads? Not even over. I don't even care. I mean, it's nothing, right? But I'm doing it because I thought that was very deep. I thought that was very valuable to have. And I think for him now is, where do we go from here? I think Spotify is going to be with him. It'll be dumb for them to dump him for the licensing deal, especially when he's making the money he is. If they want to let him go, they let him go. Great. But I don't think he is. I think he's just going to tone it down. I think he's going to become more mainstream or whatever it is. It's just very interesting how now everything he says, it becomes headline news, like when I in my news cycle. And then everything I do, I'm like, wow, like, this guy is really looked upon. You know, they did that to Alex Jones. They do it to people that the mainstream media does not agree with their narrative. And the sad thing about it is, if you sat down and listened to him long enough, you understand that he is a curious person. He's not a person that is trying to pick one side or the other. I mean, he's had people on debating about vegan versus non-vegan diets. And he's had those people go at it. Like, okay, I'm not a vegan, but I see the point. But what can we do about it? And he had a vegan person, not vegan, go at it. He has those type of things out there. He had a conspiracy theorist versus, architect. What are those? Archaeologists? Where they were going at it. Because obviously the archaeologists feel like they have certain claims about things that they found. And the conspiracy theorist is like, no, they're not. That's not found to be true. And they're going at it. And he's the one moderating that. I mean, he's been talked about even, whatchamacallit, even hosting the presidential debate because he's that neutral in a lot of things. The guy smokes weed. The guy's the second gun amendment, goes hunting. He loves his rap music, loves his Ghetto Boys, loves his, Nas. The guy does MMA world. Like he is not a person. He lived in California, so you can't peg him as a white nationalist. You can't peg him as a conservative. Like, he is really all over the place, which is what I appreciate about him. That's because part of me, I feel that I'm all over the place with my points. Like, I could be, pro-choice, but I can also support capitalism. I can support Second Amendment. I can understand some of the dynamics for race relations in this country. I understand why white people feel a certain way about black people or people of color. And I also understand why color people feel this way about white people. I'm all over the place with my thoughts. Like, they change all the time. They change all the time based on the information I'm getting in that moment. And I think that's what he does. And he tries, and the cool thing about him is that he has people that he has these conversations, elongated conversations with, 3-hour conversations. Again, not for everybody, but I think that it's, you know, talking about this, it's a shame that people are jumping the gun, because it's like they haven't listened to his show. Anybody that's listened to his show understands what it is. Because guess what? The people that are listening, they understand the person. There's nobody out there that puts themselves out in the open as much as he has over the course of time. And when you do that, when you put yourself out there for that long of time, and you're saying, and you're being authentic, in the name of authenticity, of being genuine in your feelings, you're going to have misfires, lots of misfires. And I think that if you're just going to encapsulate those negative things that have been exposed in comparison to the thousands and thousands of hours of good stuff that's come out of it, it lets us know how we are as a society. I'll leave with this. I think that I feel ultimately what happens a lot of times is that people, they levitate to negative news stronger. People that, for whatever reason, negative news tends to stick much stronger than positive news, than fun news, because that's how we're built. I think that, you know, our DNA is one where we always have to worry about constant fear of being eaten by dinosaurs and eaten by animals. So there's a level of paranoia that the regular news outlets goes with. And the thing that I love about him is that he's the opposite. He's like, you know, I'm afraid of it, but let's get people in here that know what they're saying or talking about. I mean, he had people on there. I remember not even a month into it when the coronavirus opened a couple years ago. He had a biologist in there, and he was saying this came out of a lab. And the guy was saying this came out of a lab because the variations of it. Like, it just doesn't mutate unless there's been some sort of human influence in it. And here we are 2 years later, and we know that's what happened. But at that time, that was so controversial for him to talk about. He had an expert talking about it, giving an opinion. So these are the things that ultimately, that I think people that are complaining are the ones that have nothing else to do. They've never listened to him. And as a person of color, I'm 100% behind him. I think that if you listen enough to the shows, you know what he's trying to convey, what he's trying to do. And I think ultimately, and the thing about it is that he realizes it more. Like, I would say right before he got the Spotify deal, he talked about this. He talked about how much more aware he had to be about what he said, because it was now having an impact in the landscape of the nation. And he was like, this is really weird, man. Like, I didn't really think of any of this. I think for me, it's one of those deals that this will all blow over. I think it'll be hilarious if Spotify lets him go. It's like, well, he's going to create his own website, because when you're a man and you have no one that controls you, then it's like, what are you going to do? Classic of Upkey, spreading that thing like Bobby. This ain't in my body.